Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Okay, my all 32 today, Bink, is how on earth are NFL players still, because it's not like you haven't been warned, it's not like we haven't seen this in the last 5-7 years, how are you still dropping the football right before you cross the goal line? I understand the receiver, Corley, is a rookie, but you're in the NFL. Like, I feel bad if it was a high school kid, doesn't get a touchdown for his team or whatever. You're in the NFL. I don't care where you're drafted. Got a great play designed for you. Your team's struggling to score. You're so worried about celebrating, and for whatever reason, your celebration, you want to be dropping the football very quickly. You didn't cross the goal line. We all know it resulted in a touchback. That's my all 32. How are professional athletes still doing this? He got his ass chewed out by his head coach, obviously, in that moment. And that would have been his first career touchdown. Who knows when you're going to get one now, man?
Well, because they do it in college, and it's translating to when they get to the pros. We've seen this in college football several times.
You have plenty of time to celebrate once you're in the end zone.
We saw Jimmy Horn give the Tyreek Hill peace symbol and have a touchdown pulled off the board for Colorado last week. It's getting ridiculous to the point there, but that was... Get into the
so
end zone.
Bad.
Get
into the end zone. That's how the Jets are going to lose this game, isn't it? It was such a Jets thing to have happen. There were some people out there that had him to get the first touchdown of the game.
I got
100-1. How sick? How sick to your stomach would you be? I saw one ticket. Somebody had $15 to win like $1,500 on him to score the first touchdown. Oh, I would have had to turn the game off. I would have had to turn the game off. It would have been over.
Yeah, that would have been very depressing.
My biggest thing, Alex, is I'm all about test. It's kind of like last night's, you know, redeeming value. That
you like taking tests?
No, the test the players. Like, mm-hmm. What are they going to do with them when you don't have that talent?
Mm-hmm.
You'll see a test this week with the Buccaneers. It's one of the best offenses in the National Football League. Bad defense, great offense. What are they going to do without Godwin? And what are they going to do without Mike Evans? But I'm really interested in the Broncos-Ravens game. The Ravens are the team that everybody's talking about as that next team. They are second place in the division. The Broncos, do we take them seriously or not? They're 3-1 on the road. Huge spread in this game, which, by the way, I like the Broncos in this game with the points. I don't like them to win this game, but I like the points in this game. But I'm all about test. Like, I want to see if the Broncos defense, they give up 15 points a game. That's third in the NFL. The Ravens offense, they can't play defense, we know that, but they can play offense. So I'm all about this test. Are the Broncos legit? I will tell you this. If they go into Baltimore and win and be the second AFC West team to win in Baltimore, because we saw the Raiders do it already, that'd be three L's against the AFC West for the Baltimore Ravens. I think this is a monumental game in the NFL, because if the Ravens lose this game, they got some issues to talk about. They make this move for Deontay Johnson, but didn't address their cornerback situation, which is what they really need. But I'm kind of curious, how legit are the Denver Broncos? They are 3-1 on the road. As I said, Bo Nix, is that the answer for Denver going forward? But when you're covering the Chiefs inside and out, I am curious about the division. But I'm really going to be looking at the test of the Broncos and the Ravens.
I think that game definitely could say more about the Ravens if they lose it than maybe the Broncos in that situation. But
it says something monumental about both teams.
I definitely get where you're coming from, Bink. So mine is along those lines in a way. We're talking about the Broncos of all teams being in the playoffs right now as the 5 seed. They're seeded higher currently than the Baltimore Ravens are. It's weird because a couple years ago, I remember the talk, guys, was the AFC is so much better than the NFC is. Even last year, look at the quarterbacks in the AFC compared to the NFC. If you look at just what we've seen this year, I think the NFC is better than the AFC, and I don't know if it's particularly close when you look at the teams that are in the playoff race. You know, you have the Colts, and you have the Chargers 4-3. The Bengals are still in it. The Jets are still in it. 3-5, 3-6. You got to go all the way down to seed 11 before you, or seed 12 before you start getting to a losing record in the NFC compared to seed 9 with the AFC. I just feel like the NFC might actually be a little bit deeper, and I don't know if that's just something that we see right now that's going to change over the course of the year, but I just think it's an interesting little tidbit to follow over the course of the season.
And I don't know if there's, you know, legendary type performances of quarterback play in the NFC. You've got certain guys hot at this moment, obviously, like
but
Jared
team's
Goff.
Better in the, our Jayden team's Daniels better in the NFC. That,
the overall teams, I think, yeah. Quarterback play still, I Jayden mean, Daniels, I would still rather face, you know, we can go through the top five NFC teams and the quarterbacks there. There's still quarterbacks there I would rather face than some of the but team-wise, yeah. 100%. Like, look, the Lions, yeah. to me, are the second-best team in football. And they're better than the Ravens. They're better than the Bills, in my opinion.
I mean, second seed right now is the Commanders. Would right. you face Jaden Daniels?
I still would rather face the rookie Jaden Daniels than yeah. Josh Allen.
Well, like, Kirk Cousins is the three. Kyler Murray is the yeah. four. Yeah, the quarterbacks aren't as the high profile like Lamar, Burrow, Allen,
yeah. I mean, look at
Stroud.
The AFC. It's Mahomes. It's Herbert. It's C.J. Stroud at this point, the three seed. Mm-hmm. It's Josh Allen. Bringing in his Bo Nix, believe it or not. But the NFC, you have like Kyler Murray, big question marks there. Jordan Love, Kirk Cousins, Sam Darnold, and then of course Jared Goff being the one seed.
It all sounds good to me for a three-peat. Is what it sounds. It sounds great for a three-peat. Is what it sounds like to me. Mm. Drew, you sound very depressed when I said that.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.